this prayer.
所以当耶稣基督教导我们这个祷告,
He is teaching us to take responsibility for the sins that we make.
他是正在教导我们要为我们所犯的罪负起责任来。
You slapped the child.
你打了孩子。
You cannot say, Oh, I was angry.
你不能说因为我很生气。
You cannot say that.
你不能这样子说。
You must ask for forgiveness.
你要求饶恕。
You cannot say,
你不能说,
I killed that man.
我杀了那个人。
Because he provoked me.
因为呢, 他就是挑衅我, 所以我杀了他。
You cannot say that.
你不能这样说。
Yes, I killed him.
你要说是的, 我杀了他。
So this prayer will teach us to take responsibility for the sins that we make.
所以呢, 这个祷告呢, 是在教导我们要为我们所犯的错误跟罪负起责任来。
You know, there is another big problem in our Christian life.
你知道在我们的, 基督徒生命当中还有一个很大的问题。
Jesus Christ taught us to pray this prayer.
所以耶稣基督他教导我们做这个祷告。
As a result,
那结果,
we continuously sin.
结果就是我们持续的犯罪。
Because we know,
因为我们知道,
God will always forgive us.
啊, 神啊, 他就是会饶恕我们嘛。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
we cannot take the grace of God for granted either.
我们不能够把上帝的恩典当作是理所当然的。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10,
在那个哥林多, 后书第七章第十节,
worldly sorrow works death.
Yes,
Yes. Worldly.
就是那个忧伤的灵使人叫人死。
But godly sorrow works for life.
Okay, 就是出于圣灵的那种懊悔呢，会带来生命。
What is the difference between the two?
那这两种懊悔有什么不同呢？
One, you are just taking God's love and grace for granted.
如果你就是把神的爱跟恩典当作是理所当然的。
You know,
你知道,
if I commit sins,
如果你犯罪,
I ask God for forgiveness,
我向神求饶恕,
He will forgive me.
他就会饶恕我,
and you commit again,
然后你就再去犯,
you ask again,
然后你就再求饶恕,
commit again,
然后再犯罪,
you ask again,
然后再求饶恕,
go on like that.
然后你就一直活在这个循环里面。
That kind of sorrow is not godly.
像这样子的一个懊悔, 并不是来自于神的,
you are saying, forgive me, Lord.
你只在那说, 神啊, 求你饶恕,
you are not saying it with all your heart.
但是你并不是全心的求主饶恕。
When you are truly sorry,
如果你真的是打从心里懊悔你所犯的。
When you are truly sorry for what you did,
如果你真的是完全为你所做的, 觉得非常的后悔,
then you won't go back to that sin again.
你绝对不会重复的走到那个罪里面去。
Amen.
Amen.
So when you pray,
所以当你祷告,
Papa,
Papa,
forgive my debt,
求你饶恕我的债,
the love of God will come,
神的爱会临到,
establish the relationship back again,
然后呢, 重新恢复建立这个关系。
When the Lord taught us to pray this prayer,
所以当主要我们做这样的祷告,
He also taught us,
他也告诉我们,
that when we pray this prayer,
当我们做这样的祷告,
we should believe and have faith that God will forgive us.
我们要相信, 而且有这样的信心, 就是神他要饶恕我们。
He promised that.
因为他应允了。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
就是在约翰一书第一章第九节。
So if you confess your sins,
他说, 如果我们若承认自己的罪,
God is righteous to forgive you.
神是信实的, 是公义的, 必要赦免我们的罪。
In Micah chapter 7 verse 18 and 19.
在弥迦书第七章第17节18节。
He said, God is full of goodness to remove away all your sins.
那这边讲到说, 神呢, 祂是充满怜悯跟慈爱的, 祂想饶恕我们一切的过犯。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
God is a good God.
神祂是一位美善的神。
Amen.
Amen.
When you sincerely say, Papa, forgive me,
当你很诚心地对爸爸说, 爸爸求你饶恕我,
He will remove that sin from your life.
祂就要把这个罪从你生命当中挪开。
Broken fellowship will be joined back again.
然后你跟祂那个相交就要恢复过来。
Once I was praying for one brother,
有一次我为一位弟兄祷告,
and as I was praying,
当我祷告,
I saw a book,
我看到一本书,
and in the book, many of the sins that he had made was all written there.
然后很多他所犯的罪都记录在这本书上面。
Remember, a few days ago, I told you there are many books in heaven.
记不记得几天前我跟你讲说在天上其实有很多的书。
You remember that?
还记得吗?
Many books.
有很多的书。
One book is called the Book of Sin.
那其中有一本呢，就是罪的书。
So in the book, whatever sin you commit is all written there.
啊，在那一本书上，你犯的罪都记在书上面。
You cannot lie.
你没有办法说谎。
When you say,
当你说
，Lord, I never sin.
主啊，我从来没有犯这个罪。
When did I do that?
我什么时候做了这事
？The book will be opened.
然后那个书就被打开。
Turn the pages.
然后呢，就翻翻翻。
Your name will be written there.
啊，你的名字就记在上面。
Tan Akau.
啊，然后邓阿高。
And under Tan Akau, all the sins you commit all written
down below. 邓阿高，哦，他在台湾犯了这些罪。
And now all the sins are written in red ink.
啊，而且呢，都是用那个深的墨水就记录下来。
But when that man asked for forgiveness.
可是你知道，当那人祈求饶恕
，In the vision I saw，
我在意象中我看见
，The blood of Jesus，
耶稣的宝血
，just poured on the page，
就洒在那个书页上面
，just like you drop a bottle of ink，
就好像你那个一个瓶子的墨水
，So when the blood was poured，
就这样洒上去
，The blood flowed down，
然后那血就这样流下来
，When the blood flowed down，
当那血流下来
，The page appeared clean and white。
然后呢，那个书页就完全的被洁净、干干净净。那些在上面记录的罪
，no more there，
都不见了。
The page is clean and white。
然后呢，就变空白的一页。
Hallelujah，
Amen。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 25 tells us like that。
在以赛亚书43:23那边讲到说
，that God will blot away all our sins。
神呢，他要除去我们一切的罪。
My dear brothers and sisters，
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
That is why it is very, very important to pray。
所以这就是为什么很重要，我们要这样祷告。
Papa，
Papa，
forgive us our debt，
免我们的债。
Now let's look at the second part of this prayer。
但是我们看到还有这第二部分。
The Lord Jesus Christ taught us not only to pray for our debts。
因为神教导我们不只要为我们的罪、为我们的债来祷告。
But he also say，
但是他也说
，forgive we also forgive others of their debts。
他讲到说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Which means，
这个意思是
，not only you ask God for forgiveness for your sins，
不仅呢你要向神祈求饶恕你的罪
，but you also pray。
可是你要祷告，
爸爸，
爸爸
，I also forgive others of their debts to me。
我也愿意那些饶恕那些欠我债的人。
Why did Jesus Christ taught us to pray like that for others' forgiveness？
为什么耶稣要我们去做这种饶恕别人的祷告
？Jesus Christ is teaching us to show mercy。
耶稣在教导我们要向人显出怜悯。
We are rotten sinners。
我们只不过是个罪人
，He showed mercy to us。
他向我们显出他的怜悯。
God is telling us，
所以主在教导我们。
I show you mercy，
我向你显明我的怜悯。
You show to the other person who sinned against you mercy。
那么你也向那些得罪你的人显出你对他们的怜悯。
Jesus Christ taught a very beautiful parable。
那耶稣基督他讲了一个很美的比喻。
In Matthew chapter 18，
那是在马太福音第十八章。
Verses 23-35。
到23节到33节。
In that parable, he taught about how a servant received forgiveness from his master。
那边讲到就是有一个仆人，他怎么样得着他主人的饶恕。
And he was set free。
他免了债，所以他得到自由。
He found someone else，
然后他走在路上遇到另外一个人
，who owed him a lot of money。
然后那个人欠他很多钱。
But the money that this person owed him was small compared to what he owed his master。
但是呢，这个人欠他的钱跟他欠他主人的钱比较起来啊，根本是一点点。
And he dragged the person by the neck。
可是呢，他却抓住那个人的颈子。
Give me my money，
啊，给我的钱，把他还钱给我。
Poor man fell to his knees and back。
然后那个人就很可怜，就跪下来向他祈求。他说我没有钱啊。
Please give me time，
请你给我时间。
No，
不行。
Till you pay back，
你一定要立刻还。
You, your wife and your children will all be in the prison。
如果你不还的话，你还有你太太还有你的孩子都要进监牢。
So all the other servants were watching this。
而其他的仆人都看见了。
They went and reported to the master。
所以他们跑去报告主人。
So the master caught this fellow。
所以主人就把这个仆人抓来。
You wicked servant。
他就说你啊，这个邪恶的仆人。
You owe me so much of money。
你欠了我这么多的钱。
I forgive you。
我饶恕了你。
And your fellow servant owe you little money。
可是你的那个你的同伴只不过欠你一点点钱。
Why couldn't you show mercy to him?
为什么你不向他显出怜悯呢？
Why couldn't you show mercy to him?
为什么你不向他显出怜悯呢？
I showed you mercy.
我向你显出怜悯。
Why couldn't you show mercy to him?
为什么你不能向他显出怜悯呢？
That's what the master asking.
那这就是主人问他的。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Why did Jesus taught us to pray this prayer?
所以主耶稣为什么要我们做这样的祷告
To teach us to be merciful to other people
就是要我们对别人显出怜悯来
When we pray
当我们祷告
Lord forgive our debts as we forgive others of their debts
主啊求你免我们的债如同我们免了人的债
The Bible tells us
圣经告诉我们
If you will not forgive other people
如果你不赦免其他的人
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 and 15
在那个马太福音六章十四十五节那边说
God will not forgive you
神也不饶恕你
Your sins will not be forgiven
你的罪就不得饶恕
If you will hold anger in your heart against other people
如果在你的里面对别人心怀愤怒
then when you ask for forgiveness from God God will not forgive you
那在那个时候你求神饶恕你的过犯神不会饶恕你的
because anger is a sin
因为愤怒在这个时候是个罪
unforgiveness is a sin
因为 你这个是个不饶恕的愤怒是个罪
sin will cut you from God
而这个罪呢就切断了你跟神之间的相交
so it was for our own benefit that Jesus Christ taught us this prayer
所以呢主耶稣之所以要我们做这样的祷告完全是为了我们的益处
爸爸
爸爸
Forgive our debts as we forgive others of their debts
求你饶恕我们的债就好像我们饶恕别人欠我们的债
Now let me tell you something about unforgiveness
好现在让我来告诉你们有关于不饶恕
You keep unforgiveness in your heart
如果你看他心怀不饶恕
Bitterness in your heart
那么就有苦毒在你的里面
Anger in your heart
然后愤怒在你的里面
That emotions will cause disease and sickness in your body
像这样的长久以来这样的一个负面的情绪就为你的身体带来疾病
Matthew chapter 5 verse 23 and 24 tells us
马太福音五章二三二四节告诉我们
when you want to bring your offering to God
当你呢把你的祭物献在主的面前
and there you remember that you have something against your brother
忽然你想起之间你跟你 的弟兄之间有一些嫌隙
before you give your offering
在你还没有献祭之前
go and get reconciled
你要先去跟你的弟兄和好
ask for forgiveness
然后呢求他的饶恕
give forgiveness
或者呢是饶恕他
reconcile
就是要和好
if you won't do that
如果你没有这样做
then God will turn you over into the hands of the tormentors
那么神他就要把你交在那个掌刑的人手中
and the tormentors will torment you until you let go of that unforgiveness
那个掌刑的人呢、啊、他就要折磨你一直到你愿意去饶恕别人
I never understood this meaning for many years
你知道很多年我都不了解这节经文的意思
until one day
一直到有一天
I was asked to pray for a woman who was suffering with arthritis
有一天呢我忽然就是为一个女人打了那个女人是因为风湿风湿病
This woman was about maybe 50 years old
那这个女人大概有五十岁吧
Tall and fat Tibetan woman
很高大一个西藏的妇人
She was suffering with arthritis
然后呢她就是受就是有风湿痛
So her daughter is a Christian
那她的他的女儿是个基督徒
to pray for her mother.
所以他请求我为他的妈妈祷告
I to pray.
所以我就跪下来祷告
I laid my hands on her
然后我就按手在他的膝盖上面
As I was praying,
当我祷告的时候
my spiritual eyes were open.
我属灵的眼睛被打开
and I saw her heart.
我就看见他的心
just like a curtain opening.
就好像一个窗帘打开来
If you pull the strings on these curtains here,
就像你就是绑上绳子在这个窗帘上
，it will open.
然后就这样一拉就打开。
And you pull the strings again,
然后呢你再拉那个窗帘
，it will close.
然后那个窗帘又合起来。
You understand?
了解吗
？In the same way,
同样的
，there was like a curtain on the heart.
所以他的心上面有个窗帘。
The curtain open.
窗帘打开。
Then when I saw the heart,
我就看见他的心。
There were five things written in the heart.
在他心上写了五个事情
The sins that this woman had committed
就是五项这个妇人所犯的罪
All written very clearly in the heart
很清楚地写在心上面
And the Holy Spirit told me
圣灵告诉我
Take a good look
好好地看
The sickness that is in her body
那个在他身体上面的疾病
Is not caused by germs
并不是因为什么细菌啊。
It's not because of old age.
或者不是因为他年老啦。
It's because of this problem.
是因为他这些问题。
And you know what is the main thing that I saw there?
你知道我看到那是哪些事情吗
？Unforgiveness.
就是不饶恕。
Anger.
愤怒。
Bitter.
苦毒。
So the Holy Spirit told me.
所以圣灵告诉我。
Don't pray for her healing.
你不要为她得医治祷告。
That prayer will never be heard.
因为这个是不会蒙应允的。
You tell her.
你要告诉她。
To let go the bitterness.
要让他里面的苦毒出去。
To let go the anger.
让他里面的愤怒出去。
And instantly she will be healed.
那么他立刻就会得医治。
So I stopped the prayer.
所以我就停止做医治的祷告。我就看着这个女人。
Tell me, my woman.
我就跟她说，妇人啊，请你告诉我。
Do you have these problems in your life?
你是不是在你的生命上有这些的问题？
She was shocked.
她非常惊讶。
She looked at me.
她看着我。
First time she's seeing me, I'm seeing her.
首先她是这样看着她，我看着她，她看着我。
She asked me, how do you know?
她说你怎么知道
？I said that's not important.
我说这并不重要。
Is it true?
我说这是不是真的
？She said yes.
她说是的。
These people have done so much of hurt against me.
因为呢，人们呢伤害我非常的深。
For all the good that I do to them, they did me so much of harm.
我对他们这么好，他们竟然这样伤害我。
So I told her.
所以我告诉他
，My dear sister，
我亲爱的姐妹
，The sickness in your body is because of that。
在你身体上面的疾病是因为你有这些问题。
If you don't let it go，
如果你不让这个东西离开
，You will not get healed。
你永远不能得医治。
Woman prayed。
然后那个妇人就祷告
，Ask God to forgive her。
她就求神来饶恕她。
And she forgive all those people who hurt her。
而且她也饶恕每一个得罪她的人。
Said Amen。
当她说 Amen，
instantly she was healed。
就在那一刻他得医治了
another woman came to me for prayer.
然后另外有一个女人也来找我祷告、
25 years she was suffering with asthma.
她也是25年之久就是有气喘的问题
She went to all the big top hospitals in Malaysia.
她在马来西亚已经访遍那个很大的医院
She'll eat medicine.
她吃药
She'll feel a little better.
觉得好一点
Then the sickness will manifest all over again.
可是呢那个气喘又更加剧烈
Many, many great men of God prayed for her.
很多那个神的仆人为她祷告。
She will get healed.
她就得医治。
After 2 or 3 months, the sickness comes back.
而且是两三个月之后，这个病又回来了。
So she came to me for prayer.
所以她也来到面前祷告。
I prayed for her.
我为她祷告。
She was healed.
她得医治。
2 months later.
两个月以后。
She was having the same problem again.
又有相同的问题。
So I prayed for her again.
所以我又再为她祷告。
She was healed.
然后又得一次
3 months later
三个月之后
same problem again
又是相同的问题
so I prayed
所以我祷告
Holy Spirit
我说圣灵啊
what is the problem with this woman
这个女人的问题到底是什么
why she cannot get healed
为什么她不能完全得一次
and the Holy Spirit showed me
圣灵就让我看见
25 years ago
在25年以前
something happened in her life
在她的生命当中发生一件事情
her husband committed adultery
她的先生有外遇
and he became unfaithful to his wife
所以呢这个丈夫对这个妻子不忠
her heart was broken to pieces
所以这个姐妹的心碎了
she had so much of love for the husband
因为她很爱这个丈夫
so much of care and affection for her husband
她有对她的父亲 有对她的丈夫有极大的热情跟关怀
and thatAll that love and affection was broken to pieces.
所以呢，这个对这个丈夫的爱跟热情呢，都被打碎了。
She was so faithful to her husband.
她是这样对她的丈夫忠诚。
And the husband was not faithful to her.
可是丈夫却对她不忠。
So she began to develop a deep hurt and anger in her heart against her husband.
所以呢，在她的内心当中，因着这个受伤害，所以她开始对她的丈夫有极大的苦毒跟愤怒。
But she never showed it externally.
可是呢，她外面从来没有表现出来。
Still a good mother and a wife.
仍然是一个很好的妻子，很好的太太。
But in her heart,
可是在她内心深处
，the tree of bitterness was growing.
那个苦毒的树已经长出来了。
And、eventually.
然后最后
，it began to destroy her body，
就开始毁灭她的身体。
She began to have very severe asthmatic attack。
她忽然就开始就是有很严重的气喘。
Three times she almost died。
有三次她几乎要死。
So the Holy Spirit told me。
所以圣灵告诉我
，this is her problem。
这就是这个女人的问题。
That was the time。
就在那个时候
，the Lord Jesus taught me。
耶稣他告诉我
about the many causes of sicknesses，
就是有关于很多疾病的病因。
So he showed me this scripture。
所以神他就让我看到这些经文。
He said, "My word says."
他说我的话语说
If you don't forgive,
如果你不饶恕人的过犯
You will be handed over to the tormentors
你就会被交给那个掌刑的人
What is the tormentor?
哎呀谁是那个掌刑的人
It is the evil spirit
是就是那邪灵
That will afflict you with sickness
他就用什么疾病来攻击你
How is it possible?
哎怎么可能呢
When you sin
当你犯罪
You disobey God
你不顺服神
You open the door for the devil to attack you
你就是为仇敌打开门让他进来攻击你
The devil put all kinds of sickness on your body
然后呢那个邪灵就把各样的疾病放在你身上
And the Lord Jesus showed me
所以耶稣让我看见
This is especially in women
那这个是一个很特别的
And a woman have lumps or cancer in their breast
那个有一个妇女她就是在她的那个肺部有癌
or
癌细胞
any problem related to their womb
还有就是还有跟她的子宫有关系
it is always the result of unforgiveness in their hearts
oh for, especially for this woman
not
okay.
all women
oh, okay okay 哦、oh, 所有的那个妇女她们在那个就比较常有这种子宫上面的情况通常是因为他们有不饶恕的问题
So the Lord taught me this、
哦、所以神告诉我
Ever since the Lord taught me that
那就是他告诉我说
Every time a woman came to me for prayer for this area
每次当那个妇女来要为这个领域的问题祷告
Before I pray for them
在我为他们祷告之前
I always ask them
我常会问他们
Do you have unforgiveness in their heart?
在你的心中有没有不饶恕
Out of 100 women
几乎有一百个女人
95 always say yes
一百个女人当中95位都会说是的
So I have come to the conclusion
所以呢我就下了个结论
Women who have problems in their breast or in their womb
就是他们的那个就是我想是那个胸乳癌之类的还有或者子宫癌之类的问题都是因为有不饶恕
Asthmatic problems
还有就是那个气喘的问题
Why you can't get healed
为什么你不能够完全得医治
Because of the spiritual problem
因为 灵里面有问题
When the spiritual problem is got rid of
当这个属灵的问题被除去了
You will automatically be healed
你自动的就会痊愈
So this woman came to see me again
所以呢这个女人再次来找我
So I told her
我就告诉她
Before I pray for you
我说在我为你祷告之前
Let me ask you something
让我问你一个问题
25 years ago
25年以前
Did this happen in your life?
是不是这样的事情发生在你生命中
And as a result you develop this in your heart
是不是在你的里头结果就造成你心中这些问题
She was totally shocked
她非常的惊讶
Because what is in her heart
因为在她内心深处的东西
Not even her husband knows
连她的丈夫都不知道
She never showed her disappointment to her husband at all
她从来没有向她丈夫表现出任何的那种反感
Externally she was a loving wife
而且表面上她就是一个 很好的那个太太
Nobody knew what was in her heart
没有人知道她内心深处的问题
Then she humbly confessed.
然后她就很谦卑地承认。
Yes.
她说是的。
I couldn't accept what my husband did to me.
我没有办法接受我丈夫对我所做的。
I told her.
我就告诉她。
My dear sister.
我亲爱的姐妹。
If you want healing.
如果你要得医治。
You must forgive your husband.
你必须要饶恕你的丈夫。
You must let the bitterness go.
你必须让那个苦毒离开。
You know what she said?
你知道她怎么说吗？
It is very, very difficult for me to do that.
她说这对我来说太难了。
It's very difficult.
这太难了。
My heart is not one piece now.
因为我的心呢，也不是整合的。
For 25 years.
在25年以前。
It's been broken to many, many pieces.
我的心已经完全碎了。
I don't have a heart to forgive my husband.
我没有一个健康的心，完整的心可以来饶恕我丈夫。
So I told her.
我告诉他。
If you will not do that.
如果你不这样做。
All your life you're going to have asthma.
你这 一生当中就要带着气喘
And this sickness will kill you
而且这个疾病要杀了你
So after that
就在那之后
She agreed to do what I say
那她同意我要求她所做的
I said just forgive your husband
我说就是饶恕你丈夫
Ask Jesus to help you
就让求耶稣来帮助你
He will help you
他会帮助你的
And she knelt down
然后她就跪下来
For 30 minutes she cried
30分钟之久她一直哭泣
25 years of pain came out of her heart
等了25年以来的痛苦从她心中就是倾泻出来
She never prayed anything
她从来没有祷告没有祷告什么
words came out of her mouth
她的话都说不出来
She just cried and cried and cried
她就是哭啊哭啊哭的
For 30 minutes she was crying
她哭了30分钟之久
25 years of pain was coming out.
那二十五年以来的痛苦就随着那个眼泪一直出来。
Finally,
最后
he was able to say,
他终于能够说
Papa,
爸爸
I forgive my husband,
我愿意饶恕我的父亲。
I release the hurts against him,
我饶恕我的丈夫，我要释放这个伤害出去。
I release the unforgiveness I had in my heart against him,
在我里面藏起来那个不饶恕，现在我释放出去。
The moment she said that,
就在那一刻她说的时候
I just touched her,
我就碰她。
She dropped down.
他就倒在地上。
Never even prayed for healing.
我都还没有为他做医治祷告。
As soon as my finger just touched her forehead,
只是我的那个手指碰到他的前额。
She dropped down.
他就倒在地上。
And for half an hour she was lying on the ground.
然后呢，三十分钟之前他躺在地上。
After that she got up.
然后接着他起来。
There was a joy and peace on her face.
在他脸上充满了喜乐跟平安。
She was totally healed.
他完全得医治。
This happened in 1985.
那是在1985年发生的事。
Today is 1999.
今年已经是1992年。
For the last 14 years,
在那过去14年
，the sickness never came back at all.
这个疾病再也没有回来过。
Amen.
Amen.
She was totally healed.
她完全的得医治。
Now how did that happen?
那怎么会发生呢
？Because all the tormentors who were tormenting her left her.
因为那个掌刑的，长久以来折磨她那个掌刑的已经离开了。
So my dear sisters.
所以我亲爱的姐妹们
If you have problem in the areas that I told you,
如果你有 这方面我刚才所说的问题
Check your heart,
你赶快来审查你的心
unforgiveness?
你是不是里面有对人的不饶恕
Are you keeping anger?
你是不是里面心怀愤怒
Are you keeping bitterness?
是不是你里面有苦毒
Let it go.
让这些东西离开吧
Get rid of everything.
让这些东西离开吧
Before you leave this place,
在你还没有离开这个聚会之前
Get rid of everything.
你一定要让这些东西离开
You leave this retreat as a new clean person.
你让当你就是离开这个聚会的时候让你成为一个新造的人
Amen.
Amen.
Finally,
最后
Why did Jesus taught us to pray this prayer?
为什么神要我们做这样的祷告
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 says,
在那个哥罗西书三章十七节里面说
As God forgave us,
他说因为神饶恕我们
As Christ Jesus forgave us,
正如基督如此饶恕我们
We should also forgive one another,
我们也要彼此饶恕
So when he taught us to pray,
所以当神他叫我们要这样祷告
Papa forgive us as we forgive others,
爸爸免我们的债如同免了人的债
Jesus Christ is telling you.
耶稣是正在告诉你
My dear son,
我亲爱的儿子
My dear daughter,
我亲爱的女儿
I forgive you.
我饶恕你
So you also forgive other people.
所以你也去饶恕别人吧
Amen.
Amen.
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Let us check our heart.
让我们现在来审查
And ask the Lord Jesus.
让我们向主耶稣祈求
Papa,
爸爸
Forgive my debts.
求你免我的债
As I forgiveOthers of their debts towards me.
如同我有饶恕那些折磨我的人。
As you pray this prayer,
我要这样子祷告。
If there's any forgotten or overlooked sin in your life,
如果在你里面有任何已经忘记或者忽略的罪
，The Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance.
圣灵现在要来光照你。
Then you get rid of all those sins from your heart.
你就把这些罪从你的心中完全的除去。
Before you leave this place,
在你离开这个地方之前。
Leave as a clean person.
让你成为一个洁净的人。
As a totally forgiven person.
让你成为一个完全被饶恕的人。
Happiness.
充满了喜乐。
Full of joy.
充满了喜乐。
I promise you in Jesus' name.
那我就要奉耶稣基督的名来应许你。
Get rid of all unforgiveness and hatred and anger from your heart.
如果从你的心中除去一切的不饶恕、一切的愤怒、一切的愤恨。
Whatever sickness that is fastening on your body.
不管是任何的疾病是要抓住你身体的。
The moment You let go of this hurt.
就是你让那一切的伤害离开。
I promise you.
我向你保证。
You will totally be healed.
你会完全的得医治。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us now pray.
所以让我们现在来祷告。
Let us all kneel down before God's presence.
让我们完全的跪在耶稣的面前。
Now you check your heart.
现在你审查你的心。
And you ask the Holy Spirit.
你来求圣灵
Say, Papa,
你说爸爸
Forgive my debt
求你饶恕免我的债
As I forgive others of their debt
如同我免了人的债
As you are crying like that
当你这样呼求的时候
Dear sisters,
我亲爱的姐妹们,
If you have problems in your breast,
如果你的那个胸部是有问题的,
If you have problems in your womb,
或者你的子宫有问题,
If you are suffering an asthmatic attack,
或者你正在忍受气喘,
Check your heart and see,
你赶快检查你的心,
Whether there be unforgiveness in your heart,
是不是在你的里面有不饶恕,
Anger in your heart,
就赶快来清除你的心,
If you are constantly falling sick,
就或者是你持续的生病
，medicine doesn't seem to work on you，
然后呢，那个药好像没有很大的用处
，check your heart， my dear brothers and sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，现在审查你的心
，you look for unforgiveness，
看看是不是在你里面有不饶恕
，don't keep any unforgiveness in your heart，
不要再把不饶恕放在里面了
，get rid of them，
赶快离开他们吧
，get rid of them，
赶快清除他们吧
，it will be difficult to forgive your unfaithful husband，
如果你有困难饶恕你那不忠实的丈夫
，what if you don't do that，
虽然如此，如果你不这样做
，you will not be healed，
你没有办法得医治
，another thing，
还有其他的事
，if you don't forgive your unfaithful husband，
如果你不饶恕你那不忠的丈夫
，then God mercy cannot touch him，
神的怜悯没有办法触摸到你的丈夫啊
，many years ago，
多年以前
，I was having bitterness in my heart against my father，
在我的心中对我的父亲有苦毒
，and the Lord Jesus told me，
那主耶稣告诉我
，forgive your father，
饶恕你的父亲
，if you don't forgive him，
如果你不饶恕他
，he cannot come into my kingdom，
他没有办法进入我的国
，let go of forgive bitterness。
所以我就让这个苦毒从我心中离开
My father was able to receive salvation
所以我就看到我的父亲有那个领受救恩
My dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Check your heart
赶快审查你的心
Check your heart
审查你的心
Right now
现在审查你的心
With the love of God in your heart
让神的爱流进你的里面
Choose to forgive those who have hurt you
选择饶恕那些伤害你的人
Choose to forgive those who have harmed you.
选择那些杀害，选择饶恕伤害你的人。
You may be innocent.
你可能是无罪的。
You may have been penalized wrongly.
你可能并没有，本身并没有做错什么。
That doesn't matter.
但是这并不重要。
All your heart.
你要把你的全心
forgive those who have harmed you
你要全心的来饶恕那些得罪你的人
My dearly beloved sisters
我亲爱的姐妹们
Let go of that anger
让你的愤怒离开吧
Let go of the bitterness
让你的苦毒离开吧
Sister
姐妹们
My dear mothers
我亲爱的母亲们
Let go of the unforgiveness
让你里面的不饶恕离开吧
Open your heart
打开你的心
Tell Jesus
告诉耶稣
Papa,
Papa,
I let go of this anger.
我要放得离开.
Papa,
Papa,
I release this pain.
我要让这个痛苦离开.
Papa,
Papa,
I don't want to keep this unforgiveness.
我不要让这个不饶恕留在我的心里面.
My dear brothers,
我亲爱的弟兄们,
your wife has also been unfaithful to you.
是不是你的妻子对你也不忠啊?
People have hurt you.
他是不是有人伤害你?
Let go.
Let
go, my dear brother.
亲爱的弟兄们，让他们离开吧。
Let go, my dear sister.
姐妹们，让他们离开吧。
Forgive others just as God has forgiven you.
饶恕别人的债，就像神饶恕你的债务一样吧。
Open your heart and forgive them now.
打开你的心，饶恕他们吧。
Don't keep any more anger or unforgiveness in your heart.
不要再把这些愤怒跟不饶恕保留在你的心里面。
Get rid of everything right now.
赶快清除这些东西。
Totally get rid of everything.
你不要不清除。
Before you get up from your feet.
在你站起来之前。
Let go of everything.
让这东西都要离开。
Let go of anger.
让那个愤怒离开。
Release those words.
释放你的痛苦。
Release those unforgiveness.
释放你的不饶恕。 跟伤害
Release those bitterness
松手吧松手这些不饶恕吧
Let go my dear sister
松手吧不要再保留了
Don't hold on to it anymore
你不要再紧紧抓住这些东西
Don't keep it in your heart anymore
你不要再把你的心要充满了你不要让仇敌来毁坏你的生命
Don't let the devil destroy your marriage
你不要让仇敌来毁坏你的婚姻啊
Don't let the devil break up your family.
你不要让仇敌来破坏你的家庭。
When you forgive,
只要你饶恕
you are binding the hands of the devil from destroying your family.
你就是在捆绑仇敌的手，让他不再攻击你的家庭。
And you are allowing God's mercy to restore your family.
你就是在容纳上帝的怜悯临到你的家庭来恢复你的家庭。
So let go now.
所以让那不饶恕离开。
Turn back to your papa.
转向你的父神吧。
Ask your papa to forgive your dad.
让你的爸爸说主啊求你饶恕我的罪啊
and forgive other people of their debts to you
并且对你的爸爸说主啊我要饶恕别人得罪我的地方
Today you determine in your heart.
今天你就在你的心中做决定。
Decide in your heart.
就在你的心中决定。
That you should not get up from your knees without getting rid of this unforgiveness.
你若是没有清除你里面的不饶恕，你就不要站起来。
My loving brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
With great love I tell you.
在带着极大的爱，我告诉你们。
Don't get up from your knees if you don't let go of unforgiveness.
如果你不让你的不饶恕、你的苦毒、你的愤怒离开的话，你不要站起来。
It will destroy your life.
因为这些东西要杀害你的生命。
Before you get up,
在你起来之前
，get rid of that unforgiveness.
你一定要除去你里面的不饶恕。
Get rid of that anger.
你一定要除去你里面的愤怒。
Get rid of the bitterness.
你一定要除去你里面的苦毒。
Cast away everything now.
把这些东西全部都丢出去，赶出去吧。
And when you get up from your knees.
所以当你站起来的时候。
Rise up as a new person.
你可以成为一个新造的人站起来。
With love flowing in your heart.
在你的心中充满了神所赐的爱。
If you have finished praying.
如果你真的祷告完了。
Just quietly stand up to your feet and just wait there.
那你就安静地站起来在原处等候。Hallelujah.
在主面前认罪，愿你说主啊，我愿意饶恕，我愿意饶恕，我愿意饶恕。弟兄们也注意，弟兄们是注意。从我们祷告山里面，我们也发现，因着罪的缘故，并不能得到医治。比较常见的，若是。你都不肯饶恕，常常那个关节会受影响， 关节受影响，认罪吧，认罪吧，认罪。神是轻慢不得的，神子，请各位不要离开，我们还没有散会，还没有散会，还没有散会。下一堂，萨布牧师还要记，因为主导文还没有讲完，所以本来这一堂要结束的。可是他知道我们的需要，我们的需要，所以他就留下来。他疲惫不堪的时候，主啊，我还是要，我们也请要求他的时候，他就答应下来了。虽然如此，我们就短短的时间，我们仍旧保持尊敬我们的主耶稣。他在我们中间借着圣灵光照我们，你不肯饶恕，你就饶，在主面前说，主啊，给我力量饶恕对方，饶恕对方。是你的上司吗？你的部下吗？你的同事吗？你的同学吗？饶恕，饶恕他。是，你为什么会怀恨他？因为你受伤了，你是受害者，你受害者。不要忘记，大卫的模式就是他的军师，叫做亚西多夫，他是受害者，可是他不肯饶恕。伤害的是谁？是大卫，因为玷污他的孙女，甚至于把他孙女婿都杀掉了。那么亚西多夫这个模式应当怀恨的，理所当然，这是人的标准，神说饶恕。可是亚西多夫不肯，后来他跟犹大的绝技一样出去吊死了。撒母耳记下第十七章最后一节，你看就知道他的结局。饶恕，饶恕，大卫是伤害人的，他应该该死的。可是你都看诗篇五十一篇，是大卫犯奸淫之后所认的罪，神赦免他。我们觉得不公平，该死的是应当大卫，该蒙恩的应当是亚西多夫。可是天国的原则不是，因为主耶稣已经明明说，你若不饶恕人，父也不饶恕你。因此饶恕，认罪，认罪。你若已经饶恕认罪了，就站起来，好不好？认罪饶恕了就站起来，你若饶恕对方了就站起来，站起来。你还没有站起来以前，就不要离开这个礼堂，让我们完完全全饶恕对方。可能是你的配偶，可能最亲近你的，或者是你的同工，曾经伤害过你的，谁都会说对方不对，可是神说饶恕，饶恕，饶恕，看你愿意不愿意，不是你能不能，你愿意不愿意。你说愿意，主啊，我愿意，我愿意，我愿意，主会给你能力。饶恕对方，饶恕对方，饶恕对方，饶恕对方。饶恕对方，下一堂你就听得进去了。下一堂神的话语不是进入你的头脑里面明白赞成而已，进入你的心里面来。国度荣耀权柄都是父神的，阿们。哇，真如启示录，我们看见这一个天使们在歌唱，众圣徒在歌唱的荣耀要在你我的身上彰显。饶恕，饶恕，饶恕，饶恕。或者你说，我所知道的已经饶恕了，圣灵在带领你，你应该饶恕的人非常多，可是可能今天神指的就是你那一件事情，动不动想到他，动不动想到他。今天神要你饶恕对方，饶恕对方，这是好的开始，好的开始。愿主饶恕的灵在我们里边。你已经认罪了， 认罪了，你的这更深说实话，我已经饶恕对方，从心里面饶恕，圣经说从心里面饶恕，从心里面饶恕，耶稣的宝血全在一起洗礼。你已经饶恕的，请你就站起来，你已经饶恕的，请你站起来。不要离开，主在我们中间，没有散会，没有散会。我尊主伟大，你们也尊主伟大。哦，圣灵在我们中间，我们不但是认罪了，我们不但是认罪了，不但饶恕了，我们要接受主的赦免。接受主的使命，东离西有多远，他会叫你我的过犯离我们也有多远。哈利路亚。所以我们在主面前接受，如何接受呢？称谢他，赞美他，主啊，你赦免了我的罪，赦免了我的罪，不仅是怀恨，怀恨常常怀恨，我们觉得是一个小罪，事实上是非常严重的，恨人心中杀人也。